Psalms, week 3, day 2, There is no God. Psalm 14, To the victor of David. The fool has said in his heart, There is no God. They have corrupted, they have made abominable their action. There is none who does good. Yehovah looks down from the heavens upon the sons of man to see if there be one who has intelligence, who inquires after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become filthy. There is none who does good, not even one. Do not all the workers of iniquity know? Eating up my people as if they eat up bread? Yehovah they do not call. There they dreaded with dread, for God is in the generation of the just one. The counsel of the afflicted you have shamed, because Yehovah is his protection. Who shall give the salvation of Israel out of Zion? When Yehovah turns back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. In the summary from the prophets and Psalms, we read that the first three verses are about the church totally devastated in its rejection. There is no longer any understanding of truth or will of good whatever. The next two verses are about the rejection of the Lord by the church. It says they do not acknowledge God. In verse 6, they are against good and truth. But in the last verse, verse 7, this is the redemption and salvation by the Lord. The Lord will save those who are of the church, from which they will have joy from him. So now some of the details. Explaining the words, they have corrupted, they have made abominable their action. We read here, what is corrupt is dreadful persuasions, and what is abominable is the foul cupidities which are in their action, or from which their action is done. Explaining the words, Yehovah shall give the salvation of Israel when he shall turn back the captivity of his people. We read, everything of salvation and of eternal life is from the Lord and is with man and angel. It is with man and angel. For all the good of love and all the truth of faith with man are the Lord's with him and not the man's. For it is the divine going forth, which is the Lord in heaven with the angels and in the church with men. And from the good of love and the truth of faith come salvation and eternal life. In this psalm, the Lord is here called salvation. Who shall give the salvation of Israel out of Zion? He is called salvation from the act of saving, and for the reason that he is salvation with man. For so far as the Lord is with man, so far man has salvation. We might note that salvation means being safe from evil spirits and from the lusts and the other ways that they imprison us. Then explaining the words, Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. This means the joy with those who are in the external church and of those who are in the internal church because of their deliverance. Jacob means those of the external church, and Israel, those who are of the internal church. And both mean Gentiles, people who have not grown up with the church. And then we read further about the vastation of the church. Vastation is of two kinds. First, of those who know and do not wish to know, or who see and do not desire to see, like the Jews of old and like Christians of the present day. And secondly, the second kind is of those who, in consequence of their ignorance, neither know nor see anything, like both ancient and modern Gentiles. They don't know any better. When the last time of vastation comes upon those who know and do not want to know, that is, who see and do not want to see, then a church arises anew, not among them, but with those whom they call Gentiles. The reason why new light shines forth then and not before is that then they can no longer profane the things revealed, because they do not acknowledge and believe that they are true. Questions and comments. These days, it's not just in one's heart that a person may say there is no God. People say it proudly. Why does it follow that, as we read, they have corrupted, they have made abominable their action? Question 2. Militant or quiet atheism, even among priests, is a sign that the church is vastated. They do not want to know about the Lord's second coming. Can we help people in such states? 3. Gentiles are people who are not Jews or Christians, and who have not built up a resistance to the teachings of the Lord's word by heredity and environment. Can we share the heavenly doctrine with Gentiles?